very, very overwhelmed to be here. I didn't expect this at all. And it's really nice. So thank you so much for having me. You know, university has always been very important to me and my family. It's something that my father inculcated in me very early in life. He said that education is of prime importance. But more than that, I think to find your own place in any institution is the most important. So whether it's the subjects that you do, the university that you apply to, or the essay that you write, the one piece of advice that I would impart is do it honestly and do it yourself. Because there's a reason that universities ask you to write essays. You know, I got rejected from Oxford University, which is in England, which was my dream. It was my dream school to go to Oxford, and I didn't get in. And I thought that the world was going to end that day. I didn't know what to do. I called my mother up hysterically crying, saying, "Mom, I've gotten rejected from Oxford. I don't know what to do." And then sure enough, you know, the Common Apps came in, and I got into Columbia. And those 3 years that I spent in New York, I mean, I would give an arm and a leg to do it again. And I think it's moments like that that you realize that people know what they're doing, you know. There's a reason I didn't get into Oxford, and there's a reason I got into Columbia. And if you knew me at all, you would understand that I was happier in New York City than I would have been in Oxford, you know. And to each their own. But I would definitely say that when you think about education, as important as it is, it's also very personal. So be sure and be careful to be yourself, because that's the most important thing. Anyway. So when I finished the 10th grade, I was almost convinced that I wanted to do medicine. But the thing is that I have like this mild tremor problem. Like if I keep my hands, you know, there's a slight tremor. So I was like, okay, I can't do surgery, so let's not do this. Let's do law. So I decided to study law. So I did history and political science. But then in my second last semester of college, I did an acting course. And I realized that as somebody that loves studying, as somebody that till date loves reading, in a university like Columbia, in a city like New York, you know, I did courses in every field. I did history, I did political science, I did chemistry, I did math, I did economics, I did literature, I did philosophy. I did courses in so many different things and enjoyed each and every one of them. But the rush I felt when I did theater on stage, I've never felt like that. And that's when I knew what I'd known since I was a child. Because since I was 4, acting has been a dream. But then I got distracted because A, I was really fat, and B, I was really nerdy. And the combination meant that I probably shouldn't act, you know, why? Might as well study. Because I really, really enjoyed it. You know, there used to be times, and I promise you I'm not making this up, that mom would come into the room and she would confiscate my books. Because she would say, this is not okay. You cannot do this. It's not normal.